This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa Podcast, a special one after the first 11 picks of the draft now that the Jets traded with Minnesota, slipped down one, picked up a couple extra picks because it wasn't going to impact them. Minnesota was trying to make sure they got a quarterback once Atlanta stunned everybody by taking Penix Jr. And the Mike Francesa Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Okay, the Jets and the Giants did exactly what we thought the Giants did what we thought they would do. We told you that what we were hearing from good sources were the Giants were going to take Neighbors. They did. They may have flirted with New England for three. We don't know how serious that was, but they took Neighbors as expected. And then I prayed for the Jets to make this move and get the Penn State tackle and not flirt with the tight end, and they did it. So the Jets, who went out and got the tackle I wanted from the Cowboys, and now have gone out and gotten another big-time offensive fixture, a guy who can be really good, a guy who has got a world of talent. You put him at right tackle right now, and eventually is your left tackle, that's fine. But it gives you great versatility. It gives you great depth. It gives you everything you want with the other veterans they brought in. And now they have put the line together that they need to keep Rodgers upward, upright, and healthy. That's exactly it. So this is a very good night on the first round for the Giants and the Jets. The Giants needed a big-time receiver. They went for the speed guy. Hey, is he a guy that maybe you would have liked him to act a little differently? All right. You know, some guys are going to be like that. Some guys are going to be about bling and sunglasses and attitude. You know what? If he plays well, what do you care? If he goes out, shows up, catches the ball, runs past people, that's what you want him to do. And he's got a world of speed and a lot of talent. So the Giants get the wide receiver they wanted. And then the Jets, all the talk about them taking the tight end, and I'm like, please, do this right. Do it right for once. Protect the quarterback. And thank the good Lord they did. They went out and they did it right for the first time in a long time. So kudos to the Jets. They traded down and played the board right. Got the guy they wanted, and it was the Penn State guy. I didn't want Latham. I wanted Alt. I knew he'd go fifth. I told you, you know, this thing came off exactly the way I thought it would, except for what Atlanta did. I knew Tennessee would take a tackle. I didn't know which one they would take after. But once it was Latham, I said, now Penn State tackle can go to the Jets, which is what I was hoping for. So Chicago goes QB as expected. Washington goes Daniels, despite the fact Daniels badmouthed them all over the place. New England took May. Arizona took Harrison, which was the right move. Chargers, I told you all along, he was either going to get Harrison or Alt. He got Alt. Left Giants with Neighbors. I was hearing out of the Giants from people I trust that they were going to take Neighbors. They were as good as their word. Five quarterbacks went on the first 10 picks. And obviously, and then the Jets at 11 take the Penn State tackle and a very, very strong New York first round. Now, Tennessee takes Latham. Okay, hey, was he a reach? No, he's a little different guy. He's more of a run stopper. He's more of a right tackle, but fine. Atlanta taking Penix Jr. was stunning. I didn't expect it. People were saying they heard it. Hey, I never heard it. I thought they would either go first defensive player edge rusher or take Adunze. They left Adunze on the board. Bears took him as nine, as they should. So you had, as I said, the run on the quarterbacks, then the run on the wide receivers, sprinkling the run on the tackles. So far you've had five quarterbacks, you've had three wide receivers, and you've had three tackles. Voila. That is the three pools we talked about. That's where the talent was. You haven't had a defensive player drafted. You've had the pools of the three talented bases of the three positions, and that's exactly what we expected. So good night for the Giants. Wonderful night for the Jets, who surprised me that they finally did the right thing. They finally have rebuilt this offensive line, which will be the most important thing they could do. Hey, they can get people to catch the ball. And with Rodgers, he will turn ordinary players into stars. Think about all the years he made MVP, and then tell me who his tight ends were. Okay? He can turn anybody into a productive player because he's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, one of the most accurate quarterbacks of all time. So five quarterbacks off the board. We knew it was going to be a quarterback night. We knew it was going to be a wide receiver night. We knew it was going to be an offensive tackle night, and it's been a Giant and Jet night. We got exactly what we expected. No surprises. Was Penix a surprise? Yes. To me, big surprise. We're not going to know about that pick for a couple of years. They just went out and paid $100 million guaranteed to their quarterback. Penix isn't going to play, and if he plays, they got a disaster on their hands. Falcon fans aren't going to like that. 2 years from now, they might love it. We'll see. I've always liked Penix. He's got a lot of injuries in his past. He's a little unorthodox. He's got a strong arm. I don't think he's deadly accurate, but he's a very productive quarterback. I'm not going to knock him. But 11 picks, if you're a Jet fan, you should be very happy. If you're a Giant fan, you should be very happy. It came off exactly the way we hoped and expected, and really, for a draft that had so many twists and turns, they came off the board exactly like we all thought they would. The quarterbacks went first, then Harrison started the running back, the wide receivers, sprinkled in Alt. You had the great wide receiver in Harrison, the great tackle in Alt, and then you had the explosive wide receiver in Neighbors, another offensive tackle, the surprise with Penix Jr., Adunze, the third wide receiver of the three elite ones. And then McCarthy off the board with the Vikings as expected. And then the Jets go for the Penn State tackle. Voila. Very, very good night. We'll be back after the Knick game. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.